Chapter 3 My Little Pony. I waited in Temple Bar, knowing they'd come by sooner or later. I won't pretend it didn't shock me when it happened, though. I knew the restaurant. We'd frequented it together once upon a time. But it wasn't called Rudyard's now. It was a pasta place, where they ate al fresco, an indication of what was to come, the Temple Bar area developing into the epicentre of Dublin's hedonistic empire, a playground exclusively populated by louche adolescent Euro-ramblers and indigenous chemical-fueled youths vertiginously wading in the currents of an ever-expanding opalescent ocean, shorn of history and oblivious of religion. It was a bright evening, fresh and crisp. A forlorn mime artist was half-heartedly juggling coloured balls close by the central bank. Imogen was wearing this sparkly top with a heart-shaped bag thrown across her shoulder. She was 9 now, and wore her hair in a ponytail. She was holding her father's hand as she chatted, non-stop as usual. The seagulls seemed to blow like random flecks of saliva. It was too much to deal with, no matter how much I thought I had prepared myself for it. I had to have a drink. One. That was all I had the money for. It failed miserably to fortify me. I stood in the alleyway across the street from the restaurant. As I looked in the window, the sight saddened me so much I can't find the words which might adequately describe it. Imogen was throwing her head back with her fists up to her face, laughing away at some joke he had told. In front of her on the table was a Knickerbocker Glory. Her father was helping her to eat it. I watched her sink in her long-handled spoon right into the middle of that great big multicoloured ice cream mountain. Her new father was wearing a casual diamond-patterned jumper. My vision became somewhat blurred as I stood there in the cobbled alleyway, with streams of people sweeping past me. I heard something about the Temple Bar Music Centre. John Martin was playing there, a girl said in passing. May you never, I heard her sing. Another song that Catherine had loved. May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. Imogen had always been crazy about pizza. Every Sunday I'd bring her to Deep Pan, close by her flat, which was on long...